You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Three Inning Save podcast. We are part of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Eric Steven. With me, as always, is Jacob Handsome Birch.
Edited the show notes.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Teleprompter syndrome.
Ron Burgundy. Jeez.
We are produced expertly by Brian Salvatore.
Cut that out, Brian. No, just kidding. We have a Dodgers rewind for you today. We haven't had one of these in a while. Blame me for that. Haven't gotten into the research portion yet.
I will.
We're going to look back at Kevin Paisley today. Unrelated and different last spelling of the last name than Brad Paisley, who hosted the Dodgers during the winter meetings at his ranch in Nashville and apparently was the impetus for the Tyler Glasnow trade. But Kevin Paisley was a catcher who played 4 years in the majors, including two stints with the Dodgers. This is a fun fact. As I was looking into Kevin Paisley, the thing that stood out to me, this is why I wanted to do it, but there's other little fun little tidbits. But so he wore number 4 with the Dodgers in 1974, then again in 77 and 78. He's the last Dodger to wear number 4, as the other that number was retired to honor Duke Snider on July 6, 1980, after Snider was inducted into the Hall of Fame. This is from the Baseball Reference bullpen on Kevin Paisley. Quote, "It is said that everyone will have their day in the sun, and so it went for Paisley. Only two players in baseball's long and storied history have the distinction of belting a home run in their final big league at bat and having their uniform number retired. The first player to accomplish these unique feats is baseball legend Ted Williams. The second, Kevin Paisley." Now that is a fun fact. So this year is the 50th anniversary of the 74 Dodgers, who they won the pennant. They had 102 wins that year, which was the LA Dodgers record for a long, long time until 2017. And then the Dodgers have like won at least that pretty much every year. I know they only won 100 last year. Didn't add any in the playoffs. But I will bring this up later, but I'm going to introduce a trivia question to you, which I have confidence that you will ace. So now this is
ill-founded.
Admittedly, this is a bad question of me, my part. Paisley caught two innings on the final day of the regular season in 1974 against the Astros for his major league debut. Veteran Gail Hopkins replaced Paisley to catch the final two innings in Houston in Hopkins' final major league game. Those two caught a total of six innings for the 1974 Dodgers. the remaining 1,459 innings and all 162 starts behind the plate were split by two people. Name them.
Tell me
we'll
more.
We'll get to that as I distract you from this question with more Kevin Paisley stuff. The 75 Dodgers media guide said, quote, "The odds on a 29th round draft selection reaching the major leagues are not favorable. Kevin Paisley, however, is too much of a competitor to be concerned about odds." Now, I'm thinking this is the 1975 Dodgers media guide. George Lucas is probably reading the Dodgers media guide, as one does, and he's going, something about never tell me the odds. I'm gonna throw this into this weird movie with this relatively unknown actor. The Dodgers drafted Paisley in the 29th round in 1971 out of Chaminade High School in Mineola, New York. It's on Long Island. Now, 71 was the seventh year of the MLB draft. Before Paisley, only two players drafted lower than him and signed by the Dodgers reached the majors. Pitcher Ray Lamb was in the 40th round in 1966. That was the second year of the draft. Famously, speaking of wearing retired numbers before they were retired, he wore number 42 in his 1969 debut with the Dodgers, the only other Dodger to do so after Jackie Robinson. That number was retired in 72. Greg Shanahan, who we did a Dodgers rewind on in September 22, was a 33rd round pick in 1970, pitched for the Dodgers briefly in both 73 and 74. Another Dodgers draft pick was pitcher Bruce Ellingson, a 63rd rounder in 1967. He didn't debut in 1974, but for Cleveland. He debuted because the Dodgers traded Ellingson to Cleveland on April 3rd, 1974, for a 17-year-old Dominican outfielder named Pedro Guerrero, who turned out to be A-OK with the Dodgers. The Dodgers actually called up Paisley the first time in September 1973, all the way from AA Waterbury, and only a couple months after he turned 20, but he did not get into any games that September. And he got the call back again in September 74, but he didn't get into a game until that final day of the season, which brings us back to the trivia question. Including that final game, only two catchers combined to start all 162 games for the 1974 Dodgers. My hint to you is really just these are the two guys you think of when you think of 1970s Dodgers catchers, for sure. But the other, like, you might get it. But you should get one. Steve Yeager. Started 92 games.
And yeah, that's my only guess.
So in 1974, the other person is more famous for a play he made in right field during the World Series. I think it was game one. I can't remember if it was game one or game two. But it was a fly ball. And Jim Wynn, who did not have a good arm in center field, it was like to right center field, and this gentleman came in from right field, stepped in front of Jim Wynn to make the throw, and then threw on a line to home plate to Steve Yeager to nail, I think, Sal Bando at the plate. That player was Joe Ferguson, who normally a catcher. So, yeah.
Okay. In the punch bowl, but no, I wasn't going to retrieve
That's one of those, so. it's either rattling around in there or it's not. So those guys, in Paisley's first game, that last day of the 74 season, he caught two innings, but he didn't get to bat with a runner on first base and one out in the ninth down a run. Again, the Dodgers have clinched the pennant or clinched the division at this point. So like it's meaningless. And then this is what Paisley told, Bart Rip in the, Albuquerque Journal a few days later. Quote, "After catching Huff, I was on deck and Lee Lacy was on second. I was waving those bats above my head and whirling them all around. I was pumped, really pumped. Bob Forsch was the pitcher. I had just knocked the donut off my bat and was ready to step in there when he, Alston, called me back. Manny Mota pinch hit for me in line to right. I'll tell you, I was embarrassed. They took the bat out of the kid's hands and I was mad. I was ready to verbally abuse somebody. Later, Von Joshua, a great man, came over and said, "Tough luck, Pays," or something like that. I was upset. So Bart Ripp is going to figure prominently in a few other things later in this episode. But we'll have a little bit more on the rest of Paisley's career with the Dodgers and otherwise after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kevin Paisley, he has a late July birthday. So 1975 was only his age 21 season. He did not get back to the majors until September 76. So he played four straight years in Albuquerque, 74 to 77. Totaled 421 games. He hit over 300 in three of those 4 years. Not a lot of power. He had 371 slugging, but he almost never struck out. In those four Albuquerque years, 72 total walks and 87 total strikeouts, only 5% of the time. So pretty good hitter. And he was a catcher, so that was good. When he was with Albuquerque in AAA in 1976, Paisley was a central figure when Jack Clark, then a 20-year-old outfielder in the Giants system, got hurt. From Clark's Sabre bio written by Dan Taylor, quote, on June 15th, he was hitting 320. When a freak accident sidelined him during a game in Albuquerque, Clark was sprinting for home plate when Kevin Paisley, the Albuquerque catcher, flung his mask aside to prepare to take a throw. The heavy metal mask struck Clark in the face. I think I felt like a rock, Clark said. I was pretty stunned. So freak accidents are, we'll get, there's going to be more of this, not necessarily, right.
Wouldn't be a Dodgers rewind.
So Paisley had a rookie card in 1977 Tops, but it was one of those four people on the card where he had to share it, you know, a very small thing. So Gary Alexander of the Giants, Rick Cerrone of Cleveland, and a little guy named, a little Atlanta catcher named Dale Murphy. So if you're looking for a Rick Paisley or Kevin Paisley rookie card, it's going to cost you because there's Dale Murphy on there. Paisley did get the call back to the majors in September 76. Because Steve Yeager, if you would have just scrolled down. Wait, did you scroll down to answer the trivia question? No, anyway, I'm just kidding.
No.
So Steve Yeager was famously hit in the neck while in the on-deck circle by a shard of a broken bat in San Diego. Speaking of freak accidents. So Dr. H. Paul Bauer, the Padres team doctor who operated on Yeager.
Who I will be calling Paul Bearer from here on out if he comes back up.
Told the Long Beach Press-Telegram The quote, the bat just missed the nerve column that controls feel in his hands and arms. It barely missed his windpipe and was close to a major artery. He's a very lucky young man. Dodger trainer Bill Buehler soon after literally invented a throat guard that catchers have universally used since, mostly when behind the plate. It's the little thing that sort of waggles down from the mask. That meant a lot of time, playing time that year for Paisley, who over a three-week period started 20 out of 22 games. His first hit in the majors came on September 9, 1976. That was his fourth career game. It was a single in the fifth inning off of Giants right-hander John Montefusco. And Paisley that year had 12 hits and 52 at-bats. He hit .231 with two doubles in that stretch in 1976. Doug Rau, who was a left-hander with the Dodgers, I always, if you look back at him, he was like the left-handed version of Chad Billingsley, but like, you know, 30 years prior, I think, just given like how he's thought of and how he actually did. But Doug Rau complimented Paisley for, quote, doing a super job of blocking the plate to prevent a run in a September 27th game. Paisley was called up again in August of 1977 when the Dodgers were in first place, but he only played in two games. The Dodgers sent him back down to AAA about a week later. The aforementioned Bart Ripp in the Albuquerque Journal, he was a reporter who referenced before in this episode. He had a column called Ripp's Rap, which is just wonderful. And he ripped the Dodgers for their, quote, senseless dealings in sending Paisley and Joe Simpson, now a longtime Braves broadcaster, to AAA. Ripp wrote a follow-up column after the Dodgers sold Paisley to the Mariners in September, which included a letter from Dodgers GM Al Campanis. Campanis said, quote, for your information, if we had not sent Kevin Paisley and Joe Simpson back to Albuquerque by midnight August 16th, they would have had to remain with us and would have been eligible for the playoffs and the World Series. You see, there is a Pacific Coast League rule that you must send players back 20 days prior to the conclusion of the PCL season. He was very condescending in this like letter that Ripp basically like, you know, presented in his column as part of it. They preferred Jerry Grody, who was a, you know, veteran backup, and rightfully so. But anyway, later in the article, he noted that Paisley was beyond appreciative. Quote, I'm sure at this point, this will not get into your column. I guess Ripp's Rap only brings out things which are not factual. he was rough on our boy Ripp. But later in that same column, Ripp talked to Paisley, who was now a Mariner. Quote, I got the call in Atlanta. I was waiting to go out to the yard and hit early. Campanis calls me and says my contract has been sold to Seattle. I didn't go nuts on the phone, but when I got off, I was a very happy man. So he did hit better with the Mariners. He played sparingly for a total of 29 games in 77 and 78. He hit .269, .300 on base, .388 slugging, .92 OPS plus with the Mariners. He had a .58 OPS plus with LA, very limited time. His lone major league home run did come in that final at bat on October 1st, 1978 in the Kingdom against Fergie Jenkins of the then of the Rangers, and he's a Hall of Famer. That wasn't Paisley's final major league plate appearance, though. He also walked one inning later. That was the final time he batted in the minors, in the majors, excuse me. He did play in the minors for the next four seasons for the Pirates, the Blue Jays, and the Tiger systems, but he never got back to the majors. That is our look back at Kevin Paisley. What do you think about that?
It's good. I like. There's so many names for me to learn and then eventually forget, and then you ask me a trivia question.
That's right. About I'm gonna later. Yeah. Next week's episode, I'm gonna ask you a specific Kevin Paisley question. See, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do that. But yeah, I like these two because I had literally never heard of him before I research this, so it's always fun to look back at those kind of players, and maybe some of our listeners who did watch the Dodgers back then maybe have a memory of him or something. But yeah, that's it for this. It's a short episode because it's a Dodgers Rewind, but that was Kevin Paisley. I am Eric Steven. That is Jacob Birch. Thank you for listening to the Three Inning Save podcast. Again, we are part of the Fans First Sports Network. We'll be back with our regular episode in a few days. Thanks for listening, everybody.